Mets back in action tonight after an off night, looking to, you know, get a good pitching performance. So much about the amount of innings that the Mets are pitching tonight. Clay Holmes will be on the mound. And I wonder, you know, if they're going to decide to call up one of these kids. We talked about it yesterday. Now, they've got 16 games in a row, the Mets here, coming up. 16 in a row. Now, they have a bunch of pitchers who don't go deep into the game. They have a bunch of pitchers who have been more successful on extra days rest. So I am curious to see how they handle this. They're going to need probably, I mean, if they're going to use another pitcher, it's probably this weekend. And I wonder if we get any news in the next couple of days if they decide.
Sprouts.
Yeah, bring up a Sprout. I mean, I think it's either him or McLean. I do not think they would go Tong, who they just moved up to AAA, you know, just a couple of days ago. But, like, you are looking for a stabilizing force here. Like, this is a big start from Clay Holmes. Like, you can't, like, this is a big series against Atlanta. It just is. And, you know, watching the Yankees do what they normally do to the Minnesota Twins, like, it is a different feel. And we thought it might be different last year, if you remember the doubleheader, and they win that game in just crazy fashion to secure their playoff spot. And you just thought that this team, the Atlanta Braves, have been bad from day one. They were 0-7 to start the year. Like, the Braves have not been good since the start of the season. And yet, it's felt the same when the two teams have met. Have you, like, I'm curious, like, because I'm trying to think of, like, obviously the Patriots or whatever. Like,
right. Is
there that feeling? Because this is a big game. The both teams are floundering, but the Braves aren't good. The Braves are still dealing with injuries. The Mets are a better team, even though they've played 18-31 since June 13th, as I'm watching SNY right now. 18-31 since June 13th. But they've got to not only win these games, they got to buck the trend of what's gone on with Atlanta. Have you ever, like, stepped on the field with a team and just got that feeling like, we know things don't go right against this group, or we, like, has there been that thing?
Correct.
That,
and jinx?
Then, yeah, and like then when that. You overcome it, is there a feeling that you can benefit from it?
Well,
like, can you, like, my, I guess my question is, if they go out and beat the Atlanta Braves, even though the Atlanta Braves are bad, like, it can be a feeling like, hey, this is the team we never played
well against.
Well,
it goes back
against.
To what we were talking about with the Yankees. Like, yeah. Even though there's not much to celebrate because it is the Twins and the Twins aren't a good team,
right.
It does feel like a sigh of relief.
Yeah.
There's some normalcy to it, right?
Yeah.
And I think that's what the Mets are trying to acquire going, you know, starting the series against the Braves. I think right now, if you're in Mets, it's your bullpen, right?
Right.
You got to get more than five innings out of them.
Like, and the starting rotation.
We talked about how much Will Warren going into the seventh meant to the Yankees bullpen and how much that was a lift for that team.
Yeah.
And valid, the bats had to pop for the Yankees. But the same thing has to happen for the Mets. They got to figure it out. How can they get more out of that bullpen? Because that takes the pressure off Lindor and Alonso,
sure.
and Soto. So with all that said, you know, it's just a matter of, you know, who's ready to step up.
Yeah.
And how and in what fashion.
No, I agree. And they've got to get more length. But I think hopefully, like, I look at these series, and unfortunately, I looked at last weekend the same way. I thought taking on the best team in baseball gives you an opportunity. It's hard.
Well, I thought that would have turned. If they would have not,
right.
If they would have rocked up the Brewers, I mean, that would have been.
Right.
That would have been a pivot, a much needed pivot that would have changed the trajectory of the season.
Right. You're looking for those kind of moments here because you need to snap out of it as well as play better baseball. Same thing I thought over the weekend with the Yankees, an opportunity against an Astros team that has historically played very well against them and have been the obstacle of getting to another championship over the last 10 years. And they failed, and both teams failed at it. And now this week right now, the Yankees check one on the return to normalcy series
right.
against the Minnesota Twins, but the Mets are playing a bad team in the Braves, but a Brave team that's really struggled against them. I wonder if these are the kind of wins you're looking for. Like, there is the opposite of what we talked about. Say they win a big game tonight, Pete Alonso breaks Darryl Strawberry's record.
Oh.
You know, Clay Holmes goes six. Diaz comes in and gives you a save. And, you know, the trumpets are blaring. Pete Alonso's breaking Strawberry's record. They beat the Braves. Can that be the kind of game?
Yeah, it's the wake up from the nightmare that everybody's been waiting for.
Yeah.
And so that's what you hope happens.
Right.
I think right now, if you're the Mets right now, you have to now understand that time is ticking.
Yeah.
And I mean, Soto said it last week, and I think we kind of, not to be redundant, talked about
yeah.
it yesterday when he was like, listen, we're doing everything we can.
Yeah.
I don't know why we're in this space.
Right.
But you are.
Yeah.
And so saying that is one, good that you acknowledge it, but something has to be done.
Yeah.
And we talked about it too. When you make that type, when you make the money you're making,
yeah,
people are not going to say, hey, we want to hear you figure out how you guys are going to get out this
yeah.
jam.
And there's something to it, like, you know, about the time, like you mentioned, the clock ticking, and clearly it is, but there's still like so many games. Like football
is so
different.
Yeah, but not even in
September
right now.
Football,
yeah.
I mean, they still have 2 months. Then, yeah. Look, it doesn't mean that the clock isn't ticking. I wholeheartedly agree. They got to start playing better.
Well, they also have the tools to correct it.
Right. They have the tools to correct it. They have the time to correct it. And in baseball, it's such momentum from day to day, and they play every single day. If you can get hot, if you can get a Lindor to carry you, football is completely different.
Every game means something.
Every game. Every game. And when you talk about a clock on a football team, like, it has to change immediately.
The thing about football, too, in reference to every game means something, isn't it?
Yeah.
Because injuries happened. Like, 1 week, like, look at training camp right now.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, across the league, like, Landon Dickerson, the guard for the Eagles. I mean, yeah. He's down with a meniscus. That's a big blow to the offensive line, right?
Yeah.
Especially after a line that just lost Mekhi Becton going to the Chargers, right?
Right?
So now you're talking about this Super Bowl outfit really kind of taking a couple steps back, because the strength of that team was their offensive line.
Right.
So in reference to every game meaning something, because you don't know who's going to get hurt and how that impacts your team.
Right.
So you got to kind of go for it every week and somehow, you know, pray that you come out on top of it.
Yeah.
But for baseball in this reference, man, you're really just fighting for momentum.
Yeah.
That's what you're fighting for.
Right. And it's just so different because the baseball, like, you know, you play 162. The idea it's early, the idea that football, there is no it's early.
No.
Like that, it starts immediately. Every game means everything. And that's why we were talking about the start of this team. I heard Pat Boyle doing the update. Or the Sports Minute talking about how important it is for Cincinnati, who got off to a terrible start last year. Like, every team is looking for a good start.
Yeah.
There's not a team in the NFL that would be okay. I mean, you immediately, 0-2, we start talking about, you know, only five teams in the last 15 years have made the playoffs starting 0-2. And, like, it's immediate in the NFL. And I feel like, on some levels, it makes it more difficult in Major League Baseball to turn that clock, to flip that switch. Because for so long, you're in the process of, okay, there's tomorrow, there's always tomorrow, there's always tomorrow. And in the NFL, that's not the case. Tomorrow is we're looking at film and we better get it together because, you know, we don't play until next Sunday. And, you know, there's only 17 of these bad boys.
Like, I mean, we're just looking at the Mets schedule just now.
Yeah.
I mean, they got the series against the Braves, then they turn around and got the Mariners.
Right.
And then I forgot who the other one, then they turn back and got the Braves. And so, like, you talk about momentum. If they clean up the Braves and they battle against the Mariners, like we're in a week or so, we're talking about the Mets in a different light.
Mm-hmm.
Solely off what they're able to do tonight against the Braves and how they're able to get the series done.
Yeah, I don't disagree. And listen, as a Yankee fan, I'm hoping they did nothing for us when it came to Cleveland. As I'm looking at, hopefully Seattle, they can take care of business, as Seattle right now is the leading wild card in the American League. But yeah, listen, the schedule isn't, you know, they have the Braves and the Nationals here mixed in with the Mariners. This is the time you're looking to get going. And
this is the rally you're waiting for.
This is the rally, and then you get the Marlins, who have been a lot scrappier than people expected, but still not a team that I think you can talk about is one of the teams that can compete with the Mets as far as talent level. And then you get the Tigers and the Reds, which might actually be the biggest. You got like Mets versus Reds, Mets versus Phillies on the road. Like that's tough. That's where you get.
So these
that's
are
the beginning
of
September. You need these games right now.
Right.
Like that's where and that's where you can't. You try not to look ahead. And you try not to do more than just the day in front of you, but it's hard when you're not when you're not playing well and you're trying to get this thing back on track. It's got to happen now. And for this Met team, it starts tonight with a pitcher who, you know, has been in many ways the face of this year's pitching lab. You know, the Mets have made decisions like running out to sign Frankie Montas. They've turned around the careers of Severino and Manaea, and they've done a really incredible job without bringing in an influx of like top level talent. And to just take Clay Holmes out of being a failed reliever with the Yankees and turn him into a starting pitcher who really, for a lot of the start of the year, had been excellent, although not going deep. Like, they need him. He's one of the guys that you feel good about right now for the most part.
And Kodai.
You
feel good about
Singer. I don't know, not since
part.
The injury you don't. And I mean, yes, he's got ability and he still has the swing and miss on the forkball on the ghost pitch. But, like, this is a big start. These are big games against the Braves this week. So hopefully the Mets can turn it around as they're battling for a wild card spot right now. I would have never have guessed. It's unbelievable where this baseball season is. I know we've done a lot of the optimism on football. I want to get back to that next segment and talk about part of the Giant team that really makes me feel optimistic about them. But where these two baseball teams are after the start. I mean, the Mets had the best record in the sport. The Yankees were 17 games over 500. I don't know if we've ever seen both teams collapse
fall off a cliff.
I mean, just they are the two. They, I think since June 13th, they are two of the top four worst records in the sport. That June 13th wasn't yesterday.
No.
Like, today's the 12th. We're tomorrow's 2 months.
The kids are going back to school.
Yeah, kids are going back to school. This is two months of the Mets and Yankees being the two worst teams in baseball. That is hard to fathom with how it started. So hopefully tonight they get it done. Hopefully tonight Pete Alonso can come through with a big home run and break the record, because maybe that'll be a little bit of an icebreaker also. And we got some other stuff around the Yankees too. I don't know if you saw. Gerrit Cole started a throwing program. Now, obviously, he's not going to be part of this year. You're going to look to have Gerrit Cole back next year.